fortunate to have. Today, we're very fortunate to have His Grace Brij Mohan Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Verse 1. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I hand over the call to you, I would like to hand over the call to Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji for a brief introduction for Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Here is a brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Brajmohan Prabhuji is a monk, a life coach, and an inspirational speaker. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and a resident monk at ISKCON Chowpatty, India. He is a student's mentor at the Indian Institute of Bombay, Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay, where he has also earned a BTEC degree. Prabhuji has a master's degree in quantum physics from University of Illinois, Chicago. Brajmohan Prabhuji has given seminars on science, spirituality, leadership, relationships, and self-development. He has been speaking on various topics at prestigious universities and at several corporations in the US and in India for over a decade. Using ancient wisdom for current dilemmas, his message inspires the audience to think deep, act right, and live fully. Hare Krishna Mataji, a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Back to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you again so much for giving us your...
Who wants to read the verse can go ahead.
We can't hear you, Sukhakar Krishna Das. I see.
Hare Krishna. Sri Raja Uvacha. Hare Krishna Patel Mataji. Dandat Pranam. Bega Patel Mataji. Hare Krishna. Nishamya Devaha Swa Bhuto Pavartamitam Pratyaha Kintan Api Dharmarajaha Evam Hetagno Vibhatan Murare राजोवाच निशम्य देवास्वभूतोपवर्जितम् प्रयात्या किंतन् अपि धर्मराजः एवं हदज्ञो विहतान् मुरारे नैदेशिकैर् यस्य वशे जनो अयम् Synonyms, Sri Raja Uvacha, the king said, Nishamya. Translation, Jayashila Prabhupada. Sri Raja Uvacha, the king said, Nishamya, after hearing, Devaha, Lord Yamaraja, Swabhata, of his own servants, Upavarnitam, the statements, Pratyaha replied, Kim, what, Tan, unto them, Api, also, Dharmo Rajaha, Dharma Rajaha, Yamaraja, the superintendent of death, and the judge of religious and irreligious activities, Devam, thus, Hata Adnyaha, whose order was foiled, Vihitan, who were defeated, Murare Naidikeshikaha, by the order of carriers of Murari Krishna, Yasya of whom Vase under the subjugation, Janaha I am, all the people of the world. Translation of Prabhupada Shila Prabhupada, Jai Shila Prabhupada Vijay. King Parishit said, O my Lord, O Sukadeva Goswami, Yamaraja is the controller of all living entities in terms of their religious and irreligious activities. But his order had been foiled when his servants, the Yamadutas, informed him of their defeat by the Vishnudutas who had stopped them from arresting Ajamila. What did he reply? Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura says that although the statements of the Yamadutas were fully upheld by the Vedic principles, the statements of the Vishnudutas were trumpiant. This was confirmed by Yamaraja himself. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Brajamohan Das Prabhu ki Jai Ho.
Thank you, Sukhakar Krishna Das Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Brajamohan Das Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us your time and association and enlightening us on this topic of Srimad Bhagavatam today. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you. That's our prayers to Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, thank you, Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, for reading out the verse and the translation in the purport of His Divine Grace of Prabhupada. And welcome all the devotees for this online Japa conference call, where we are discussing the 6th canto, 3rd chapter, Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers, verse number 1. Since this is the beginning of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada gives a chapter summary also. So we'll read that just to have a preview into what's going to happen in the chapter. So as related in this chapter, the Yamadutas approach Yamaraj, who very exhaustively explained Bhagavad Dharma, the religious principle of devotional service. Yamaraj thus satisfied the Yamadutas, who had been very disappointed. Yamaraj said, although Ajamil was falling for his son, he chanted the holy name of the Lord Narayan, and simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name, he immediately achieved the association of Lord Vishnu's order carriers, who saved him from your attempt to arrest him. This is quite all right. It is a fact that even a chronically sinful person who chants the holy name of the Lord, although not completely without offenses, does not take another material birth. By the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Ajamil had met 4 order carriers of Lord Vishnu. They were very beautiful and had quickly come to rescue him. Yamaraj now described that the Vishnudutas are all pure devotees of the Lord, supreme person in the Lord, the supreme person in regard to the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation. Neither King Indra, Varuna, Shiva, Brahma, and the seven rishis or myself can understand the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, who is self-sufficient and beyond the reach of the material senses. With material senses, no one can attain enlightenment about him. The Lord, the master of the illusory energy, possesses transcendental qualities for the good fortune of everyone. And his devotees are also qualified in that way. The devotee is concerned only with rescuing the fallen souls from this material world, apparently take birth in different places in the material world just to save the conditioned souls. If one is somewhat interested in spiritual life, the devotees of the Lord protect him in many ways. Yamaraj continued, the essence of Sanatana Dharma or eternal religion is extremely confidential. No one but the Lord Himself can deliver that confidential religious system to human society. It is by the mercy of the Lord that the transcendental system of religion can be understood by His pure devotees and specifically by the 12 Mahajas. Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, the Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Shukadeva, Goswami, and me. Other learned scholars headed by Jaimini are almost always covered by the illusory energy, and therefore they are more or less attracted by the flowery language of the three Vedas, namely Rig, Yajur, and Sama, which are called Trayi. Instead of becoming pure devotees, people become captivated by the flowery words of these three Vedas, are interested in the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. They cannot understand the glories of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Intelligent persons, however, take to the devotional service of the Lord. When they chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses, they are no longer subject to my rulings. If by chance they commit some sinful act, they are protected by the holy name of the Lord, because that is where their interest lies. The four weapons of the Lord, especially the club and the Sudarshan Chakra, always protect the devotees. One who chants, hears and remembers the holy name of the Lord without duplicity, or who prays or offers obeisances to the Lord, becomes perfect. Whereas even a learned person may be called to hell if he is bereft of devotional service. After Yamaraj thus described the glories of the Lord and his devotees, Shukadeva Goswami further explained the potency of chanting the holy name and the futility of performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and pious activities for atonement. Om Ajnanativirindasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Om Vishvapadaya Krishnapushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namah. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Dishtara. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, this is a very wonderful chapter for the devotees, where the glories of chanting the holy name are being discussed in a very unorthodox place, in a place where usually wouldn't expect that there is a chanting about discussion of there is a topic of discussion of chanting is happening, that is the hellish planetary systems. We usually say, go to hell, and here they are in hell, and Yamadutas are quite confused, because their authority has never been questioned till now. Wherever they go, and they never also misuse their authority. And therefore, they were always very confident of doing their tasks, going and catching the souls according to their karmic destiny and placing them in the respective hell. First time in their entire career of being a Yamaduta, they are being questioned of their decisions. And we all know that when we do take up some services or in our business or job, when we are doing something and people question us that about our decisions, immediately we will want to justify and support the decisions that we have taken. None of us are happy to be caught doing a mistake. And herein, apparently, Yamadutas did a mistake and they were challenged by the Vishnudutas. So it was very confusing for them about a few things. That is it that we made a mistake of coming to Ajamil? Because all we know is one account, the karmic account. And according to the karma, the person has to be punished. The person has to be placed in the respective places. But herein, it seems to be that there is some one more account which they are not aware of. And somehow there was some money, some investment done in this other account, which came to the rescue of Ajamil. And Yamaraj, he is considered to be the supreme in terms of the worldly, you know, order. And so therefore they were confused that is it Yamaraj that that has been overpowered, or is it that we made a mistake? And if Yamaraj is overpowered, that means that, you know, there are other systems of judgment, other systems, other people who are deciding the fate of an individual, not just Yamaraj. And I was hearing a talk by Zolnitz Jayadwat Swami Maharaj, and he was telling that, you know, sometimes there are some committees that are formed at work, at in ISKCON, that don't have much power. They are called as powerless committees. And what did you write, Prabhu? See, Yamaraj should send new employees to Bhakti Sangha. They'll be trained nicely. Okay. I just broke my thought that powerless committees. So sometimes, you know, there is a group of people that are appointed in a committee to decide on a particular project, say seva, and then, or a person, and then they decide something, and then there is particular decision is not at all even considered, and there is someone else who is actually taking the shots. And if you're in any particular that kind of ruling, like sometimes it happens even in family. No, the father and mother are there, and the mother will tell the child that till you complete your homework, I'm not going to, you know, give you the chocolate or give you one of her favorite, maybe marshmallow or something. And then, you know, and then the father is approached by the daughter, and the father just opens the refrigerator and gives her the ice cream or whatever she wants. And when the mother comes and sees, she feels, you know, that I decided upon something, and then the father kind of, you know, foiled the plan, or, you know, the husband and wife are there. They decide on, okay, they decide and plan an entire tour where to go, whom to meet. This usually happens when people come to India. They plan everything. And then once they come in, then there is another plan made by someone else, maybe the in-laws, maybe the grandfather or the father. And the wife or the husband, like we just wasted so much time planning this all out. And now here everything is happening that we didn't plan, and what about our plan? So when we do, you know, put some effort into deciding on something, and then that decision is overpowered by someone else, if it happens once or twice, it's okay that you cannot gulp that in. But if something it is very regular, then, you know, you cannot become very hopeless. And with Yamadutas, it only happened once. And even in that one task that was foiled, either it is written, evam hata agno. Hata means foiled, and agya, the order of Yamaraj was foiled by Vihatan Murare Naideshika. So Muradi, Krishna's servants, Vishnu Dutas, had foiled the order of Yamaraj. And so how did they take it? Definitely, Yamadutas, as their name suggests, unlike their name suggests, they were not very uncivilized. They had a very proper discussion with the Vishnu Dutas. And when the discussion based on the Vedas seems to not be supporting what they stand for, they came to their master to clarify. And Prabhupada does speak there that, you know, devotees should know the books of, so that when people ask some questions, like when Yamadutas were asked, okay, tell us what is dharma, they had some proper response that Veda Pranihita, that Vedas are that you know, are spoken by the Lord for the proper regularity and attainment of levels of consciousness. So they did speak properly. But in spite of all their knowledge that they had, still it didn't work. Vishnu Dutas defeated them in their logic that you are not aware of the power of the holy name of the Lord. And the power of the holy name is so much that hundreds and thousands of sinful activities, if they are committed, all that just by one chanting of the holy name can be immediately removed. They never came in contact with something like this. So it was a matter of, you know, their entire job being at risk, that what if everyone starts to take to this easy path of chanting and we won't be occupied, engaged. And they were more upset that how can there be, you know, multiple authorities on deciding someone's fate. And we do find this, you know, when we go to the normal cases, the High Court will pass judgment, okay, one party should pay some X amount of money to the other party. And they go to some other court, and some other court, they will say, okay, yeah. In fact, they rule the other way, saying that, no, he is not the victim, he is the victim. And he should be sent to jail or whatever. And these multiple points of views cannot be, especially when it comes to executing some task, there has to be one clarity what to be done. And Yamadutas, they were very confused about this. So therefore, they inquired with Yamaraj. And Parikshit Maharaj is asking very, very pertinent, very interesting question here, is that how did he respond? Usually for someone who has been in power to know that there is some entity, someone who has challenged them, who has questioned them, immediately the ego, you know, comes forth and they try to defend. And therefore, here it is, Parikshit Maharaj is asking that Nishamya Deva Swabhatopa Varnitam Pratyaha Kim Tanabi Dharma Raja. That Swabhata, so his own people, when he heard from them about how Hatagnaya, how the order of Yamaraj has been foiled with Hatan, by whom? Murare Naideshikai, by the servants of Lord Murari. Yasya Vashe Jano Ayam. So how did he, under whose control? Yasya Vashe Jano Ayam. Under whose control? Everyone is supposed to be there. And so one is, you know, people, Yamaraj feeling very helpless about it, that what is the use that I'm making all these rules and laws, and he didn't see the presence of Vishnu Dutas or the mercy system as a competition to the justice system. There's always these two aspects. There is justice, and then there is mercy or compassion or grace, that you give the person according to what are his merits. And then there is other where there, you know, you, there is grace, that you know you give some benefits to the person, although he may not have qualified for it. And usually, you know, those who are in the justice system, they kind of are many times upset that, I was telling about my husband and wife, or the mother and father. Mother is, you know, trying to be just, okay, and father is, you know, very lenient. And that leniency kind of spoils the fear is there that it will spoil the kid. And the father's fear about discipline is that, you know, it will make the kid not feel loved. And so there is a kind of difference of opinion. And unless both work together, both husband, wife, father and mother are together, there can be apparently that on the pretext of the child, there can be fights that happen, or one person takes over, that, you know, justice system takes over and compassion is mercy is not, you know, given prominence, or the mercy system takes over and then there is no prominence to the justice system. And both and Yamadutas are those who themselves, they just, you know, do their task, that they, you know, align the punya and papa of a particular living entity's account, and then they give forth the what is supposed to be there. And but Yamaraj, being a great Mahabhagavat, he takes this very positively. He takes this amazingly, and he sees this as an opportunity to preach, to speak the glories of the Lord. And he doesn't forget the whole purpose of the system that is there was that, you know, somehow slowly these individuals who are going through their karmic accounts, somewhere down the line, they, you know, are interested in hearing the glories of the Lord. And Yamadutas is also a post, a job, a body that is given to some conditioned souls who are, it is said, very very judgmental in nature. Those who are very wanting to judge, so then they are given this, and accordingly. So even in punishing the souls, the punisher also is a punishment. One of our devotees, he was asked to, long back, he was asked to be a priest at a prison. And the prison is a very tough place. And if someone is a priest there, he may not suffer as much as the prisoner is going through the trouble. But still, interacting with that energy and being there, some things that the person will have to go through. So same way, so Yamadutas are also souls that also need elevation. And Yamaraj is taking this as an opportunity, wonderful opportunity provided by Krishna, to preach to them, to convey to them the glories of the Lord and how he is subordinate to the will of the Lord. And it's not that, you know, there are two parallel systems of governance. where one is lenient, one is compassionate, and how the karma system is also a mercy of the Lord. It is like, no, and how it is the mercy of the Lord. Karma system is by which we are held responsible for the things that we are doing. So it is teaching us responsibility. And like a parent, the parent's job is twofold. One is, you know, to make the child responsible. And another is to make the child feel loved. And in the name of loving the child, if a child is not made responsible to take up their life, then in some ways you're making the child a very dependent, good for nothing kind of situation. And in the name of, love, in the name of, making him something, you teach him, you put him into some courses, but there is no aspect of love. Then also the child will grow up, but he'll always be after achievements because he thinks that's what is taught to him. So, so the karma system of the Lord is part of the compassion system of the Lord, where there is a immediate manifestation of compassion, which is love, kindness, forgiveness. And then there is the hard side of compassion, which is to correct the person. Just like here, father and mother. Father, just takes the easy route of, okay, give the child what she wants, so she'll be happy with me. And the mother wants to make the child become responsible to do their homework or whatever. And if only one of the systems is there, then there will be imbalance. So therefore, the karma system of the Lord is there, which is managed by Yamaraj. And the mercy system is managed by the by the parampara system, where the different disciplic successions, Guru, Shishya, Sampradaya, that bring the mercy of the Lord, which is so that as the souls are going through the troubles and going through the system, it is the devotees who go and teach the purpose, and Yamaraj is not seeing it as a disturbance to his task, because he's able to see the big picture. Otherwise, sometimes this also happens many times, that there in a temple there is a management of different tasks, people, and then there is inspiration, that you inspire people by the Bhagavatam, yatras or whatever. And sometimes we become so busy in management that there is hardly much aspect to inspire devotees. And there are some centers or leaders who are so much into inspiration of the devotees, that training of these devotees or properly making them responsible or capable to handle different services, aspects, and take decisions that are proper, that is not made. But ultimately, management should assist preaching. But if management takes over so much that preaching is hampered, then such kind of management, such kind of administration should take an introspection. And here in Parikshit, Yamaraj is taking this very positively, because he's a Mahabhagavat, and he personally is always immersed in remembrance of the Lord. And therefore, as soon as this incident happens, he's seen it as the Lord's intervention to give some insights, to take Yamaduta's understanding to the next level. And there might be, it's not that Yamaraj didn't teach about Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu or the man, or about the power of the holy name, but they may not have caught it, or it's that not till you actually come across a situation where it's a real case scenario, then you know you really want to verify, you go and check, okay, this kind of scenario can also happen. So now, because it's a very, you know, the incident has happened, so the Yamadutas' hearts are very open, not just to understand the karmic management of the universe, how it happens, but also beyond that is the preaching aspect of in the universe, where the Vishnu Dutas, they are in constant lookout of giving that benefit to the conditioned souls by inspiring them to chant the holy names. And if they do chant the holy names, by now giving that grace of Krishna and protection, which Vishnu Dutas have done here. So therefore, in the purport, Prabhupada writes that they came very quickly. Although Ajamil was, he delayed so much only at the end of his life, he chanted Narayan, but as soon as they chanted, there was no delay. It was as if they were waiting. When will any soul chant, and if there is a subjugation by the Yamadutas to come and save. So it's a very amazing verse to see. Was Parikshit Maharaj, he also went through a situation where he tried to give justice to Shamik Rishi, where Shamik Rishi was sitting there, and when he was sitting there, he didn't respond back. So apparently the norms of Atithi Seva were broken, norms of how you deal with the king were broken, and then he was trying to give punishment. And when he was trying to give punishment, he was cursed because the Brahmana, he didn't let that punishment, that Hatagna, that the way they are respected was foiled. Immediately Sringi, he curses Parikshit. So Parikshit also being a ruler, Hatagna, that how did he take when his decisions were questioned, or his law was broken. And many times that we are tested whether we are doing something as a service, or something that we are becoming the enjoyer of that activity, of that particular task. When something goes wrong in that particular activity, how is our response? That do we respond positively in a Krishna conscious way, or do we try to like Yamadutas, they're saying that is there some kind of system, or it is that anyone can rule anything? And they were kind of very disturbed, and they wanted to somehow justify what they should have done was the proper thing. But Yamaraj, he makes them understand the glories of the Lord in this chapter. Therefore, the chapter is appropriately named as Yamaraj instructs his messengers, because instruction often works, or advice often works, when there is confusion. Arjuna was instructed when there was confusion. Vyasa was instructed when there was confusion. Here, Yamadutas are being instructed by Yamaraj when there is confusion. And confusion can come either just through our introspection and analysis, but often confusion comes into our life by opposing situations that we didn't expect will happen. But when they do happen, that's when we know we are confused. How can bad things happen to good people, or how can good things happen to bad people? So all these kind of questions, confusion comes in. And it is those times that we turn to the right place to clarify. And so Yamadutas, they came to their master to clarify this this confusion. And that led to their own understanding of Krishna's power, of Krishna's holy names. And then they get even little more elaborate, you know, instructions that from now on, don't go anywhere near a person who is chanting the holy names of the Lord even once, because they are under the jurisdiction of Gada Vrata, the carrier of the Kaumudiki Gada, and he is protected, and the Lord is personally protecting those that are chanting his holy names. So I'll stop here and see if any devotees have any questions or discussion about our discussion.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such an enlightening class. You gave such great points about, you know, how the Yamadutas took this these instructions. And, you know, then they went to their master to clarify. So we should always, you know, you connected with Prabhupada, how he says that, you know, we as devotees should know and how to understand the books and philosophy, so that when there are questions, then we can, you know, help, you know, people understand the background of what we're informing them. And then, you know, the Yamadutas didn't get the ego in between when, you know, they think that they were in control of something and their power was questioned. But, you know, they took it as like, okay, you know, this is the point of confusion. And you said, you know, how only when there is confusion, then the instructions would work. Because that's when we're open to hearing the instructions. How you said, Arjuna, when he was confused, he was instructed. So lots of good points. And, you know, just overall, you know, the Yamaraj is the karmic, you know, karma system, and the mercy is, you know, from the Lord. So how you connected that with parents, you know, when one is easygoing and lenient, which was the father, they can't really, you know, I guess teach the kids in a certain way. But then, you know, mother is like the, you know, should be teaching the kids. So they, the karmic is the mercy, you know, karma is the mercy of the Lord, which was something very interesting to understand. So, yeah, I think, and we need both the karma and the mercy, because that's, you know, that's the complete aspect of everything. And have you connected Parikshit Maharaj's pastime with Shamik Rishi's pastime? Everything was just so beautiful. Thank you so much for all the for such an enlightening class. Devotees, do you have any questions? We can take some questions. Prabhuji, do you have some time for questions?
Yeah, we can take. Thank you, Megha Mataji, for nicely summarizing. I'm glad that you just in short time just revised all the points that I spoke.
Hari, Hari.
You have very good retention power.
All grace to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Okay, so with that, we'll take some questions. Devotees, does anyone have any questions? Okay, Sukhakar Krishna Das Prabhuji, our senior devotee. Please go ahead, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, are you able to unmute?
Looks like he got frozen.
Yeah, I think he's frozen. Okay.
They can unmute, Mataji. I gave the permission to unmute himself.
Okay. So then he's, I think something technical difficulty.
Yeah, from his side. Yeah.
From his side, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a beautiful class, Prabhu. You have summarized previous chapters for us and connected to this chapter and how this chapter is also going to be there. You have given us glimpse. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for a very beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. There's a question in the chat. Hare Krishna, go ahead.
No, I was just wanted to share one more point. Prabhuji, you have nicely said that we are always tested by Krishna, how we react with the situations in our life, whether we are, trying to enjoy the service or do the service for Krishna. That point, I really liked it, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Sorry, Megha Mataji, please take that question.
No, that's okay, Mataji. Sorry. So Jyoti Takne Mataji is asking, Hare Krishna Danmat Pranam Prabhuji, what are the scriptures that Yamadutas were trained in? What did they refer to?
I don't have the syllabus of Yamadutas training manual, but it's not that they were not exposed to the glories of the chanting, theoretically, but to actually see that happening was what really kind of opened up there. Now, we do learn so many things in our education time, but hardly most of them are of use. So something like that, it's not that the glories of the Lord are sung in all the Puranas, in all the scriptures. And Yamaraj being the supreme, one of the Mahajans, so there is no particular what they were trained in, but they were definitely educated about the what is karma, how does the universe work, and how to evaluate a person based on his karma of his. So the three Yamadutas are there. One takes an account of the physical task that we do, another is the mental, and the third is the verbal. So Prabhupada says these three, that body, mind and thought, words, our physical activities are judged, our words are judged, and our thoughts are judged. And these three Yamadutas, they keep an account. And then these three together come to decide, okay, what kind of situation should he be placed in for his correction.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for your question, Jyoti Mataji.
Mataji, my connection got disconnected.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, please go ahead with your question, Prabhuji.
Sorry, Brajmohan Prabhu, my connection got disconnected. I want to know, you said manasa vacha karma. People they mistake from the mind and the words from the karma. What I see is in a devotee's case, we know the four regulative principles, we know what is to be done, what is not to be done. Theoretically, we know, and we have learned also Bhagavatam. But what I feel is, we may not do the bad karma, because we know we should not cross the boundary of Guru Maharaj. And maybe we will not also not tell, but mentally, there may be some sins which is coming but not done, but that is sin only, how that will be viewed by Yamaraja, Yamadutas. I'm just telling, suppose some Prabhu is looking at a Mataji. So he knows this. Hare Krishna Mataji means they have to be seen as a mother only. Prabhupada has told everybody is doing. Okay, then he knows as per the Shastra, I'm not supposed to think anything other than mother, and we should see the Paramatma, and I should always pay the obeisance to Paramatma because they are also a child of Krishna. And he's not doing anything wrong by talking. But in the mentally, if he has done anything wrong. So that is also a sin. No, how that will be valued and how that can be stopped. Like in one of the rishis saw his wife, she went to take bath, she saw somebody, and the rishi was doing that she was thinking in the mind of some adultery. And then he told Parashurama to go and kill your mother. And Parashurama also killed. Is that way for devotees also? Will get stuck up, or what is the situation? Sorry for asking such a silly question, but I'm just asking.
Silly? It's not silly. It's a very serious question. It's a very important question because we all know the mind usually is very polluted. And usually the types of thoughts that come, it's said now, if devotees only know.
Because of prarabdha karmas. Prarabdha karmas are vasana. Something is there.
It is said that you know, when devotees offer obeisances, one should feel that if we thank God, he doesn't know what's happening in my mind. Otherwise, he will not offer me obeisances. He just, you know, throw me out of this temple, out of this place. So yes, the mind is very obnoxious and it does trouble, and it is a mana evai karana. It is a budding place of sinful tendencies, thoughts. And in the Gita also, Krishna speaks about, you know, the bija, that way, that the arambana karma, that the karma starts with the thought, and the third chapter and how that should be curtailed, he speaks. So, fortunately, in the Kali Yuga, our mental activities are not given evaluation just at the just because the thought came, will not be judged. That's a concession that is given. But if we allow those thoughts to keep coming and we let them become a prominent vega, a powerful force, then vacho vegam, then it will come into our words, then it will come into our actions. So the first, you know, the first stop where, you know, where even in the mind that the impure thought shouldn't come is a challenge. It's a work. It's a difficult work. But fortunately, in the Kali Yuga, that concession has been given. And it is said, you know, if a sinful activity is done or is spoken, then, you know, there is a karmic reaction to that. But for any spiritual activity, even if the thought is done, oh, I want to go to dham, I want to, you know, get up in the morning for the Mangalarti, even the spiritual thoughts are given, you know, weightage. So that's a concession that is there in the Kali Yuga. But still, devotees don't take use of that, because if you let that concession as a, okay, I can think badly about someone, then we'll definitely, you know, drop into the other two places where we will be definitely, you know, evaluated by the Yamadutas. So more or less, in the Kali Yuga, the third Yamaduta is only keeping an account, but not really activating that on our wills. But it comes in the other form of physical and mental and verbal, but slips. So that's why Kali Yuga is also, you know, given that the process is very easy, and the mind, which is so difficult to be controlled, if there is a sinful track that is going on, as Jadabharat says in the fifth canto, the best way to, you know, overcome all that is just neglect, not give any weightage to that, and we continue to be positive. There is a track in the mind that we try to keep going, of positivity, of spirituality, of Krishna consciousness. And the mind, the vicious mind, will keep nagging us once in a while. That's why even Prabhupada says that Yamunacharya, when he speaks of this verse, Yadavadi mama Krishna cheta padaravinde navanavarasa dhamani udyatam ase tad bata nari sangam smaryavane bhava vikara sushtu nishtivanam. So in that verse, he's saying that since I have, you know, absorbed, since I have come to the lotus feet of Krishna, I am experiencing such newer and newer tastes, that when the thought of Nari Sangam Swaran, so when there is sexual thought that comes into my mind, I am able to see that thought as something very obnoxious, and I'm able to spit at that thought. And then, and in one place, Prabhupada says this. So, even for Yamunacharya, who is such a great devotee, it seems to be that no sexual thoughts or these dirty thoughts are coming to his mind. That's how strong the mind is. But the response that he gives is not that he is not brooding them or secretly enjoying them, which happens with us, that we secretly enjoy our sinful tendencies in the mind. But we also try to fake that it's not there. We try to overcome, but at the same time, we try to, like, you know, our past life, what sometimes when devotees speak about what they were in their previously coming to bhakti, sometimes it seems to be that they're enjoying sharing how sinful they were. You know, Prabhu, what all I did, and as they're sharing, you see a glitter in their eyes. So then that means that life has not yet become distasteful. We're seeing, we're still, you know, having some kind of inclination. So the way a devotee responds when these thoughts come is important. As to not come is we depend on Krishna. We try to ask Krishna, please Krishna, I want only you to be in my consciousness and nothing else. But if they do come, we don't try to fight them out. We just try to neglect them. Don't give much weightage, because the more weight negativity gets, the more big it becomes. Okay? This is my for everyone's benefit. I'm sure you might have asked. You are known to be, you know, such amazing devotee, chanting so many, you know, rounds and inspiring, always praying for Jayapata Maharaj and other souls. Whenever they are, I see your name coming, he's chanting for this. Thank you, Prabhu, for the amazing bhakti seva.
Nice answer. Yes, I want just related one more thing. Suppose we have, see, we are chartered accountants, assets are there. Suppose we go to Delhi, we feel I got one more house, be good. But actually, I think I want to have more program can be done. But I think it's also a selfish motive that you also want to have one more house. It's not that we always dovetail and say maybe for Krishna consciousness it can be used. If you become a devotee, you should not think of anything else. Krishna will give what is good for us. I should not desire, kaash ye ghar mera hota. That is wrong, I think. I got a bigger car, I can bring more devotees. Actually, it is not for, it is one show off and you want to have bigger car. So I feel sometimes it is the mind is cheating us. We're desiring not really, but baat kar raha, I don't want it. But maybe it will be good in a big house like that. So I think these are all acting. These are all duplicity and natak. So I get irritated when that thought comes. As you said, you should ignore. It's a chodo, not required. So yes, devotional life is not easy. It is easy and it's tough for both. It's not easy. Till the end, jab tak we go to Golok Vrindavan, we don't know whether we are going or not. In the end also, Swargalok will come and you will fall down. Finish. Stay with Urvasi Menaka for 50,000 years. Finish. But again, come back to the next. So, we have to just hold on to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj's feet and just keep praying that, please help me. Please help me. That complete insecure feeling.
Thank you.
Opening my thought. I'm just opening my thought because all may feel that why Prabhu is asking like this. Not that, but this material world is really cheating so much, you know. You don't know. Kabhi, sometimes you feel you should not have eyes. If there's no eyes, the sin is coming mainly by eyes. Then I think, no, voice also. If we hear the voice, that also. So, Andhra or Bhaira, this, you know. Then how can I read? So, no, we don't know whether it should become like Tulsidas or what. Because it is good and bad. And nowadays, WhatsApp is so much. You are seeing something comes, and you feel like reading. You know, you're not supposed to read. You read that and waste the time. So, this advancement in technology is a real danger, also, both.
Agreed, we agreed. Let's all inspire each other, you know, daily like this to be as together as possible.
I feel chant. Like with the Japa Sangha for 24 hours. I want to be Japa Sangha 24 hours. Then you say good like this. Always 24 hours, there should be somebody. Then, what can I do?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the wonderful question and wonderful answer. How our mind, our thoughts can become words and words can become actions. So we should be very careful. I mean, even, you know, we don't get the account or when we're just thinking, but if we keep on contemplating then definitely it will turn into words and then action. So where we will get the account back. So thank you for such a wonderful question. Balram Prasad Das Prabhuji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Braj Mohan Prabhu. Thank you, Madhuji, for allowing me to ask a question. Braj Mohan Prabhu, thank you so much for so much insight on the Shastra of Karma and then, you know, the mercy. I really like the mercy factor because we are always in karma anyway. So at least the mercy, I'm hearing that it's hopeful. I had one question, Prabhu. The nowadays, you see, even in ISKCON, we go to prison preaching, right? In fact, Chandramouli Maharaj does a lot, going to prison and preaching and everything. So even though you get punishment, you may not realize. In fact, in our day-to-day lives, there are so many things happening and we know it is wrong. It is definitely wrong not to do it, but still we do it. That means the knowledge is there. First of all, is the knowledge. Knowledge comes in and then we don't understand what the knowledge is. One is the understanding issue. After understanding, we may not even follow, right? And then we get into the trouble. And then we realize, oh my God, I did this. So this punishment is coming to me because of this. And at least I'll realize. So similarly, when people go to the people who are very karmic, etc., who goes to Yamaloka, do they have any knowledge at all or just a punishment? Because Maharaj himself is Mahajan and there is no knowledge transfer to them so that they will not commit another activity, sinful activities in their next life, whichever life they get it. Or is just a punishment? Because we don't even have as I understand that it's only punishment in the hellish planet and enjoyment in the higher planetary system. At least this is the only loka, which is Bhuloka, which we have both lamentation and happiness so far, so-called both are there. And at least we are able to balance between these two and then think about the Lordship. So I'm just understanding what is the best for a living entity. Is it knowledge or is punishment? And how does the Yamaraj, as a Mahajan, treats the culprits?
Thank you, Balram Prasad Prabhu. Thank you for appreciating the class also. This something that, you know, I was just reflecting and inspired by Jayadwait Maharaj's class. So regarding in the Yamaloka, they're getting punished. Do they get actually trained? It is said that one of the reasons why Yamaraj comes as Vidura is because Yamaraj was having this question that why not nip it at the bud, that people come here, I have to make them suffer. If I just go and try to tell, warn people and try to give them knowledge, they will rectify because, you know, and it is said, so that's why Vidura, Yamaraj came as Vidura. One was he was cursed, another was he was having this very same question that you expressed. He himself was kind of frustrated with just punishing people and people not rectifying themselves. And there is a verse that Prabodhananda Saraswati writes in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. He says that, you know, when a soul goes to the hellish planets, the Yamadutas, they beat their heads. They do like this. I can't see all of you, but can you do like this? It's a common thing that parents do when children don't understand something. So, Prabhupada Saraswati says that Yamadutas, they do like this. That he have come again. he has come again. And they kind of telling the Jiva that why don't you go to Vrindavan at least once? Because if you go to Vrindavan at least once, you develop an attraction for Krishna. and you don't have to keep coming and bothering us. For Yamaraj, from Yamadutta also, it's a, they don't like all these guests at their place coming and again coming, uninvited guests. So there is some aspect of preaching. Even Prabhupada says that it's not that preaching is only happening in on the earthly planet or in the human species only. Krishna sends his agents in all species, in all planets. But in the bhuloka, in the human body, the consciousness is very, the situation is very conducive for us to take and practice Krishna consciousness, because it is not too much misery, nor too much happiness. So it is a mixture of both. So in the mixture of both, the person doesn't suffer so much that he doesn't have time to introspect or take shelter. When someone is too much in misery, they're just crying in agony. They can't even take to chanting. But if there is little pain, say your leg is paining a little, then you can tolerate that pain and taking the clue from that pain, you can chant. But say if your leg is broken and intense pain is there, unless you're very advanced, you can't really call out to Krishna in a loving way. You may call out to Krishna, "Krishna, why did you do this?" and try to, please rectify. So the hellish planets, it's not that, people don't become devotees, but it is a very difficult place because the suffering is so much that these instructions don't, and when, and we don't have a specific account that when how the preaching happens, but Prabhupada does say that preaching happens is happening in all places. The pure devotees and Narada Muni, they try to go and deliver in all places of wherever the souls are found. Even in the heavenly planets, they're all have the Bhagavatam with them. Like now, we have the Bhagavatam, but we also have Netflix. So we kind of tend to go into enjoyment. So same way with the in the heavenly planets, the enjoyment is so much that they just feel we'll do it later because there is so much time. So it just becomes very difficult to practice bhakti. One is temptation, another is tribulation. But in the human body, on the earthly planet, it becomes very conducive for us to practice. Not too much suffering, not too much enjoyment. Otherwise, yes, a soul can become Krishna conscious anywhere in the universe. The opportunity will be provided if he is seeking for it.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful question. And then the answer to Prabhuji. Go ahead, Prabhuji. You were saying something?
No, Matijan. I was just thanking Prabhuji. I remember Prabhu has come many times to Naperville also. And one Rajmohan Prabhu told us once that in the hospital, Prabhu, do you want to share that? One person, one of the devotees were in the hospital and the devotees had a vision that some Yamadutas came and they were feeding something to that that person on the time of death. It was a really scary. Brajmohan Prabhu once said that. So do you want to share that, Prabhu? It will be kind of
you almost shared.
No. You can share that.
So there is one brahmachari who had this. He was at the hospital and then he saw this in front of him, that he suddenly saw Yamadutas, go to the next room, and the description that comes in the Bhagavatam, very much the same description, and they are feeding something like kodas, some kind of spirit. Balls, but it was very detested to see that those pakodas were made of stool, made of human stool, and he was being forcefully fed, and then he was, it's like a welcome sweet, welcome drink or something like that, and then that, and then soon he started to hear the next door, they were crying, and the person was taken by the Yamadutas. So Prabhupada does say that the dogs can also see, they have that capacity to see, so they usually bark when the subtle beings walk around. And there was one more devotee also who shared something similar like this when he was at the hospital. So I forgot, but Balaram Prasad, thank you, and wonderful community at Naperville. This year also there was a lot of requests to come to West, but there's a lot of work that got broken in COVID time. So we are rebuilding a lot of the programs and systems at the temple. So maybe maybe not this year, maybe in the future, look forward to meeting the devotees there. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. We're looking forward to your association. Thank you for that. We also have Chintamani Mataji. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Gauranga. Prabhu, in contrast to the question before Balaram Prasad, Prabhu, how about, while in our mind, sin obviously has its implications and could translate into actions, etc. In contrast to that, we learned that in Kali Yuga, thinking about good things also gives one the benefit. So my question was, how to use it judiciously, in the sense that while thinking about good things, gives the benefit, but that should not be an excuse to shirk actually doing the, the good thing either. So just wanted to see if you could, add
Thank
something.
Thank you, Chaitanya Mataji. Okay, Prabhu, I can't come for Mangalarti, but I'll think of going to the Mangalarti.
Yeah.
And I can't donate, but I'll think of donating. Or I can't, really go for Yatra, but I'll think of going for Yatra. And Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam 10th canto about this. It is said that, when Krishna was born, Lord Krishna was born, Vasudev, he was so happy that in his mind he gave a lot of cows and charity because he couldn't do it physically. But it is the custom, and in the joy he wanted to share. So it is in the mind he shared. And then it is said, that when he got freed from the prison, then he actually, completed that charity that he had, did in his mind. And Prabhupada says this, that positive thought, something, it's not that it only remains in the thought. It also has to come into action. That's when it's a very genuine thought. Otherwise, we are only cheating ourselves. It's a hypocritical. The nature of Kali Yuga is quarrel with others and hypocritical with ourselves. That we try to hide our ugliness to our own self, and in that we're cheating ourselves. So sometimes, so if there is that positive aspect. So the test is, when situations are favorable, do you actually do it? And we keep an account that, okay, this is all what, like Vasudev, there was no need that he needs to do the charity, but he kept that. That's how truthful he was, that he kept the word that he gave to himself, and that fact, that act. So, yes, in Kali Yuga, that hypocrisy really is a trouble. Therefore, you know, Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan, not Kapata Pavan. Mahaprabhu gives us Kripa when we are honest and we accept our, you know, fallen situation. But not, you know, for those, not those who kind of fake purity and don't really take shelter and understanding their fallen situation. So we take help of devotees, because when we are with devotees, they do help us to come out of hypocrisy. They kind of purge our own falsity by asking us that, why are you doing this program? Is it genuinely for this seva or this? So to have devotees that can, you know, purge our false sense of, you know, so therefore association is very important. That in the association with, when we are serving with devotees, be with devotees, then they'll help us to, therefore association does ahankara shuddhi. That and that ahankara is that which, you know, tries to limit us from actually being spiritual and try to fake some kind of Krishna consciousness. So we know, and when we are in situations where we are cannot actually know feet, then we do know, at least positively we do try to do, and Krishna accepts that intent. But if situations do come in your life where you can do, so that's when, you know, those things will be known whether they were actually genuine or just, you know, it was hypocrisy. I remember once Bhakti Charu Maharaj was telling me in Chicago, he was saying that, you know, many times devotees come to him and they tell Maharaj, I want to, just like Shukakar Krishna was saying, I want to take a big house because I want to invite devotees, and that inviting devotees happens only in the Griha Pravesh or once in a while, and then later it's just, you know, play yard for the kids. So I was saying that, you know, there was one devotee who wanted to do a big business, and so that he could give money to Krishna, and then Maharaj told him that, you know, you can do your big business, but ensure that you don't give up your chanting. And with your chanting and with your balancing your other things, whatever big you can do, you try to do. But then, you know, that devotee, no, I want to do really something big for Prabhupada. And then he kind of compromised his sadhana. He made the money, and he was a big industrialist. But then that heart to give had disappeared. And now he was so possessive of all that wealth, he couldn't just give. So we may say to Krishna, Krishna, I want to do that. But the real test comes when Krishna actually gives. Do we have? Therefore, Prabhupada said, na, this thing, that I was tested twice by Krishna. Once when I had nothing, how did I respond? And once when Krishna gave me so much, how did I respond? So both situations will, you know, show ourselves where we stand. So having devotees will help us not make these false promises to others or to our own mind. They will try to, you know, size us up. Okay.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you for such a beautiful question and answer again. I mean, I just love the question and answer session here. I think, you know, especially the sahankar shuddhi is, you know, only happens by association. So it's very important, you know, that we may think, but we shouldn't be just relying on thinking and moving our sadhana, as you said, right? We need to focus on the sadhana. I think I feel like, you know, when we have the desire, definitely, and we continue, you know, the surrender to Krishna, he will facilitate that. So that's very important to understand. Thank you so much. We also have one question here by Jyoti Mataji.
So maybe asking, the last question, because I need to go for a program now. Maybe the last question.
Sure. Sure, Prabhuji. So why mind is so suspicious when informed about holy name to new people?
They are not yet convinced. When we are not convinced, then others questions, others, it is said, is your faith in Krishna stronger than their faith in Maya? Because if our faith in Krishna is not strong, then their faith or their disfaith will unsettle us. And it's good that, you know, we try to preach, we try to share, then we also know how strong am I in my own convictions. I remember when I had joined ashram in 2006, my parents were very upset. My father went on a fast for 3 days. He was not eating anything, and not drinking. Somehow I had to convince him and other things. So that time, even I was very disturbed. What am I doing the right thing? So one of the senior devotees here, I was expressing to him, my parents are very upset. They are, you know, they want me to go back, come back, and that I'm very. So he just asked one question, which really grounded me. He said that, are you convinced that what you're doing is the right thing? Because if you're convinced, then you'll be able to convince them. But if you're not convinced, then no, there is a part of you that is still suspicious of your steps. So that just one question, are you convinced, just made me analyze that maybe my own attachments that are disturbing. Like when we see someone having a lot of wealth, we kind of, you know, become unsettled because our own desire is to have that wealth. So when we see someone else having, our own desires get awakened. So same with, you know, so the more we, you know, try to be fixed in bhakti ourselves and the faith in our Krishna consciousness, definitely it's not a blind faith that we just try to stubbornly try to do that. We try to build our faith through study and through, you know, seva. Because when we do serve, then we start to see how Krishna reciprocates. So and study is important. Therefore, Gauranga Prabhu says this, that study and seva makes a devotee steady. So many times, most of the times, it is not that, you know, the other person is just invoking a doubt that we ourselves have. So that's helpful. We try to clarify that doubt for ourselves first. And once we are convinced, we can try to share with others. So first, we have to become devotees. The biggest problem with devotees is that we think we are devotees. We are not yet devotees. We have to become devotees. Then we can make others devotees.
Okay. Hey, what a beautiful realization that we have to be convinced. We have to become devotees before we can say anything to anyone. And we think, you know, at least I think that I may be a devotee, but I'm really not a devotee. So what a beautiful, beautiful realization. Thank you for sharing. So with that, thank you so much for your time, Prabhuji, and your association. We look forward to your association in future. Devotees, we will end the call here. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhya eva cha. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today.
Thank you.